And now on 360 Documentaries, we're stepping out of the Middle East and planting our feet firmly on home soil for something completely different. Over the last few months, we've been running a competition called My Tribe, where we asked you to submit audio stories around the theme of journeys. Well, we have a winner, a very quirky and clever story about stalking. But before we play you that piece, here's the runner-up. It's called Bonfire Gone Bad, and it highlights that while bonfires are easy to start and great while they last, putting them out is not so easy. This is a story of Joel, who learnt this lesson the hard way just 3 months after his second birthday. Brace yourself, there's a graphic description.
My brother and his friends made a bonfire. My older brother actually threw fuel onto the fire and it exploded. It's called a flash burn. It's like a wall of burning fuel, pretty much like wrapped around me. I covered my face and I fell to the ground and tried to roll as you're supposed to do. But because it was fuel, it just kept reigniting and burning. My brother grabbed someone's woolen coat and helped put it out with that. So they rushed me up to the shower, but I was like screaming in pain, like it was agony. Can't even describe it. I can't even imagine it now, like it's just something so horrific. And I could see skin just falling off my body because the burn keeps getting worse. And so the skin was just peeling off and falling away into the bath. And so I was just screaming for an ambulance. And then I don't know how long passed, probably only like 5 to 10 minutes, but it felt like an eternity. And the ambulance arrived and then they knocked me out and put me into a coma. I didn't really blame him, like I knew it was an accident and it could have easily have been reversed. I've always thrown things on fires and never thought about it. Occasionally over the last few years I've like looked at him and seen how amazing his life is and wish that my life was the same. People often say that they're grateful that really horrific things happen in their lives because it puts them onto a better path. I thought I was a pretty good person and I was doing really well in life and I was happy and I wouldn't really have changed anything, so I really struggled to understand that.
That's Bonfire Gone Bad by Alyssa Martin, a student at the University of Wollongong. And, drumroll please, the winner of this year's My Tribe competition is Rosa Ellen with Girl on a Bicycle. Have you ever had a feeling that you're being followed?
Yeah. Do you want me to just start at the beginning, back at the she ran into me at the lights? I was heading home from the medical clinic on the corner of Brunswick and Sydney.
I think it was a weeknight. I think maybe some band was playing or something.
I was basically just riding home on the footpath.
Riding home and going the back streets.
I was a bit tipsy, so I decided I'd stick to the footpath and
I realised that someone was sort of riding the same direction as me.
Then I noticed someone was riding kind of
up next to me and
I fell in step with this. Yeah, I guess I fell in step with this girl on a bicycle.
I'm generally a really slow rider and I just let everyone overtake me. But as soon as I braked, she braked as well.
And so I went a little bit faster and then she kind of caught up with me and I was like, oh, okay.
Well, if she's not going to ride behind, take off, I'll try and take off.
And decided that I couldn't really ride any faster than I had. And so I was like, oh, we're kind of going the same speed, aren't we?
And then she sped up as well.
And then we, crossed the road together and I sort of thought I'd lose her. She kept sort of like riding off a bit and then coming back to get me. And I'm thinking if I ride slower, maybe she'll give up.
It seemed all pretty harmless, but I thought she was a little bit strange.
And she was just kind of laughing and it sort of seemed like it was fun. I was like, oh, whatever, we're going the same speed.
She did say, can you tell me where Blythe Street is? And I was kind of feeling a bit merry and whatever, and, you know, like the Brunswick community, everyone's a friend.
She must have hollered or said, oh, no, like, stop. And so I sort of stopped and then turned around and she was beckoning me to come back to the park.
She sort of kept me there and was like, yeah, just sort of chatting to me, and then
she's going, let's have a race. Let's have a race. Won't that be fun? And I'm like,
yeah, okay, it's kind of funny. I just want to go home now.
So you go ahead. You see how fast you can ride, and I'll just stay back here.
We had one race, and that was, like, that was fine. I was like, okay, this is cool, interaction with a stranger, whatever, that's fine. And then we rode through the park.
I could kind of see a little bit clearer, and she looked... It kind of looked like she was wearing a wig, but I couldn't quite tell.
I never saw her face. All I noted in my head was
long black kind of frizzy hair.
This is where it kind of got a bit weird. We were together on the footpath, in line together, two bicycles, and then she put her foot on my foot.
She was looking at my boots, like I was wearing knee-high boots.
And she said, let's swap thongs and see if we're the same size, because we both had those black Havaiana thongs that everybody has.
And she goes, no, what size are they? And I said, oh, they're a size 8. And she's going, oh, I reckon I'd fit a size 8. And I'm looking at her going, no, you wouldn't.
And for some reason I swapped thongs with her.
Black Havaiana thongs.
I think I'm not someone who kind of jumps to conclusions immediately, and I don't really... put two and two together with that stuff, so I kind of didn't...
I mean, I talk to people on the trains, and I will talk to somebody at a train station.
There didn't seem to be any kind of ill will about her. She just genuinely sort of seemed like she wanted to interact with people. And
well, maybe that is her in her normal life.
Then I heard all these other stories coming out of the woodwork about the same thing happening to other people. Always girls... riding around the kind of the inner north.
So I just started to wonder maybe if, in fact, it wasn't really a woman, it was actually a guy posing as a woman.
I didn't ever expect that she could be a man until I spoke to you the next day. I didn't once think that she was a man. It's very strange that I never looked at her face.
Girl on a Bicycle by Rosa Ellen. And you'll be hearing more from Rosa next year here on 360 Documentaries. Next week, The Mystery of the Stars. We'll speak to radio astronomers from around the world about their work and the place of ego in their science. Who gets to take the credit for the discovery of a new star when these days it's often done by global teams collaborating? And why do we need individual scientists with stellar careers to sell scientific research to the public? To take us out today, here's Israel's self-described surf rock tuba-driven power trio, Boom Pam, with Otto Ciccone. I'm Kirsty Melville. Thanks for listening. Do join us again next week for 360 Documentaries here on RN. See you then.